Welcome to the Tuesday, April 3rd, 2012 edition of the Science and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with today's diary as usual. I wrote up a quick diary about the search for the next hash function. NIST has started that search a couple years back, and the search is now getting into the final round with only five finalists remaining. And well, what needs a good reality show is always some drama. In this case, the leader of the working group at NIST gave a talk last week at the IETF meeting and essentially saying that SHA-2, the current standards, is actually not as bad as they originally thought, and he's seeing SHA-3 more as an extension to SHA-2, not as an outright replacement as it was sometimes built. The fundamental issue here is that MD5, SHA-1, and SHA-2 all use the same basic mathematic principle. As a result, they're all potentially vulnerable to a very specific attack. If you try to protect a document with a cryptographic hash, what you sometimes do is, if you deliver the document and the hash at the same time, in order to prevent someone from swapping out the hash, you're hashing not just the document, but you're appending or prepending a secret to the document, and then you take the hash of it. The problem is that due to a weakness in the hashing algorithm, it may be possible to create a document by taking the original, appending an addition to the document, let's say an additional page, and then calculating the hash without knowing the secret. This is commonly prevented by using a solid HMAC algorithm. So if you're using HMAC, this is not a problem. But of course, that's additional computational complexity that you're adding here. It would be nice if you could just rely on the hash itself. And that's something SHA-3 is supposed to fix because it is based on a different mathematic algorithm. But the problem with SHA-3 is this, because it's a better hash and it takes more CPU cycles in itself, offsetting somewhat the gain from not having to use HMAC. So short answer, well, SHA-3 is supposed to be released end of the year. At this point, SHA-2 is still fine to use. SHA-2 is really just more of a shortcut for a number of different algorithms. SHA-224, for example, SHA-256, 384, and SHA-512 are part of SHA-2. Just be careful if you're trying to use it to validate documents. Use HMAC. Don't try to fake it by appending a secret or something like that. But with that, let's move from cryptographic minutiae over to real incidents. Global payments is still in the top of the news. Not a lot of additional details at this point. No idea yet what exactly happened, but the number of possibly lost credit cards was provided with up to 1.5 million. The affected credit cards have been reported to the issuers, and they're in the process of rolling out new cards to affected customers. It's possible that they wait until they actually see some fraudulent transactions against a particular account. And popular Twitter software TweetDeck had a breach of its own. In this particular case, if a user was logged into TweetDeck, that a user may have had access to other TweetDeck users' Twitter accounts. The issue was reported by a user, and TweetDeck immediately took down its service until the problem was fixed. Credentials were actually not leaked as part of this breach. It was just that the credentials stored at TweetDeck were available to other users in order to log into Twitter as the affected users. And we have had this a couple times over the last 2 weeks. There's more Mac malware that exploits Java vulnerabilities. So for Mac users, just like for Windows users, make sure Java is up to date. And Pastebin is in the news this time for good. They're trying to hire additional staff to actually get rid of some of the credentials and such that are being posted to Pastebin. And that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.